Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi guys, it's an emergency bud pod.
Pierre is on holiday in Portugal. Arriba, la cucaracha! So,
and Phil is in Belfast, don't you know. Is that right?
I guess we'll find out.
Yep. We're in Belfast on tour at the moment.
So we're unable to record a juicy fresh pod this week, but fear not, we have in reserve an emergency pod full of some great correspondence for your listening pleasure.
From yesteryear.
Only a couple of weeks ago.
No, but the podcast is from yesteryear. The podcast. The correspondence.
Oh, yeah. It's old-ass correspondence.
Yeah. It's your old-ass stinky poo-poo letters. So enjoy, and normal service will resume shortly.
Bye. Enjoy.
It's another emergency correspondent special bud pod episode thing.
Bow, bow, bow. Emergency. Pod not found. Bow, bow, bow. Activating emergency correspondent special. Bow, 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 bow. Ah, that seems to have done it. Hello, everybody.
That was quite sort of a...
Bow, bow. I'm trying to put in a Doppler effect, as if you're running around the melting power plant.
Oh, I see. It sounded like you were doing that thing where it's like a Bud Pod Emergency auto-tuned remix.
Oh, right. No, I was trying to do that. I was trying to do sort of Chernobyl-esque alarm. Emergency.
What is the worst siren for you?
The ones that go like, wop, 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 wop. Do they happen in maybe Europe? They go, wop, 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 wop.
Yeah, I really like French police car sirens.
How do those go?
Head honk, head honk. Like that.
Yeah, maybe we're the ones who have the wop, 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 wops.
I associate it with some parts of America where it goes like,
boop, 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 boop. Yeah.
It's weird though. Why is that like a special different button for like extra signal?
I think that one's like, yeah, a brief one, isn't it? It's kind of like the equivalent of a horn. You just wop, wop, wop.
Yeah. Yeah. Or whoop, 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 woo. As they sort of pull in. Well, we used to do that joke about bow of like that sort of one sort of.
When horn. We were in America, yeah. The single bow. A police
bow.
Car. Yeah, American police cars all look like they're toys. They all look like they're designed by 15-year-olds.
Yeah, lots of sort of
they've
decals.
They've got like big police in like 2000s word art along the side.
Yeah, or sort of slightly futuristic with sort of extra little lines around them and stuff.
Yeah.
Crackers. Like, watch out, these police could have lasers. Whereas European police all kind of look the same, really. Well, it depends if they're police or gendarmerie guys. Then they just look like the military.
But they're always in like little itty like smart cars.
Yeah.
They're very hard to take seriously.
Yeah, and they've got some pretty sweet hats going on if you're in Italy, say.
Yeah, little sort of postman Pat hats.
Yeah. Driving around with a smart car down a ancient road.
They all dress a bit like they're sort of concierges at the Grand Budapest Hotel or something.
There is an element of that, yeah. Yeah, and the French police sometimes have those little peaked hats, like they're sort of people who work in a tank in World War II.
Well, we've got some correspondence to read now. You didn't come here for a breakdown of European police uniforms, although that does seem like a topic this podcast would cover. But not today. Today, we dive in once more to the heaving brown sack of our correspondence.
We descend the ladder into the sewers of madness.
We dive in like Scrooge McDuck into our huge Olympic-sized pool of correspondence.
Yeah. And we find ourselves something from Amy.
Amy, don't blame me for loving your correspondence.
So it's Tash Tat.
Tash Tat, like mustache.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So Amy says, "Hi, Peas and Poos. This was located in my friend's WC.
Ah, the water closet.
Yeah. Where I was trying to poo quickly enough that I might only have been in there for a sizable pee." Yes, threading the needle.
Yeah, yeah. What is the point at which someone can fairly assume you're doing a poop? How many mins are we talking?
3+.
Yeah, you don't have much time, do you? You really don't have much time.
If it's not in the chamber ready to go,
If
it's not ready to leave,
gosh, home. It's terrible, isn't it? Terrible.
Or if you've got some sort of terrible cleanup scenario. Yeah, you can buy yourself some extra time by running the tap a bit.
Yeah, or like shouting, "So where is the flush? I can't find the flush." You do it after 1 minute. You know as a poo, you just go, "I can't find the flush.
Where's the flush?"
"Where's the floor so for me to stand up? Because I'm done, but I can't find the floor."
Do you... Just things that will distract them.
Yeah.
Was your door always this color? And they go, "Oh, I don't. Did we repaint it?" So, our sympathy, Amy. We've all been there. Trying to really just fully activate your core muscles and fire that thing out like a shotgun slug.
But then also keeping it quiet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like an assassination.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. It's like when an assassin like shoots someone and then runs to catch the body so their body doesn't make a sound.
Yes.
That's what you've got to do.
Or they shoot them through a pillow. You shit on a pillow and slide it in. Anyway. I also thought that maybe announcing that I hope they didn't mind... Oh, sorry. She's referring to the sign that was located in her friend's toilet.
Okay.
I also thought that maybe announcing that I hope they didn't mind me taking a photo of it for your enjoyment might suggest that that's why I'd taken longer than the average pee-only toilet visit. Can I take a picture of this poster? That's good.
I need to use like an old school gunpowder one, so it might take a while.
And you might hear an explosion. And there'll be lots of smoke and a flash.
My smell of sulfur.
And shit. I use shit too. I lost track of where I was in the email, so I thought she was saying I'd take a picture of it for your enjoyment. I was like, "What? Your massive shit." Anyway, you have to be very specific, yelling from someone else's toilet. "Do you mind if I take a picture for my friends?" That's your shit. So that's good. So she thought that might suggest, well, that's why I'd taken longer than the average pee-only toilet visit, brackets, rather than the terrible, terrible truth that I had done an ordinary poo in the generally preferred location. That is terrible.
That is terrible. What a monster.
Yeah. Good luck reading the latter sentence. What a mess. God, how embarrassing. Praise as ever redacted, Koji Amy. Lovely. So this is the poster, Phil.
Okay. Poster in Amy's friend's top bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Life is like a... And it's a picture of a mustache.
Okay, life is like a mustache.
Yeah, it's like the mustache that hipsters got tattooed on their fingers for about 6 months, if you remember that.
Right, okay, yeah. The kind of the kind of
Pringles can.
Yeah, runs a saloon in a western.
Totally, Shashbarilla.
Yeah.
Life is like a mustache; it can be blank or blank, but it always blank.
Wow, life is like a mustache; it can be blank or blank. It can be good or bad.
Basically, yeah. I'll give you a small oi 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 for that.
Okay.
Because there's synonyms of good and bad, but.
But it's always fun.
Crucial grammar point here. But it always blank.
Ah.
We're in verb town, my friend.
Okay. It can be good or bad, but it always rocks.
Life is like a mustache, remember?
But it always tickles.
Yes!
Wow!
It always tickles. What does that mean?
So what are the first two?
Wonderful or terrible?
Okay. Wonderful or terrible. What a wonderful mustache. What a terrible mustache. But again, but it always, life always tickles. How does life tickle?
How does like, life it's always funny. Tickle?
It doesn't always tickle.
If you've been fighting as a rebel soldier in the jungles of Colombia for decades, I don't know. I guess spiders and leaves tickle you a bit.
El Capitan, I cannot take it anymore. What aspect of it? The fear? The pain?
The tickling.
Is the tickling. Life, it diggles.
Just remember, life is like a mustache. It can be wonderful or terrible, but it always tickles. And then the soldier puts his hand on his commander's forehead. Oh, he's burning up.
El Capitan es loco.
El Colonel is loco. I really wish we recently, not according to whenever this comes out, listeners, but recently according to our lives, covered the El Salvadorian mega prison.
Oh, yeah.
El mega carcel El Salvador.
Hopefully we'll have come back into the discourse recently.
Yeah. But it's made me really wish I could properly speak Spanish. It's fun.
Yeah, it is a fun language.
And it's actually written phonetically almost entirely.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it feels achievable.
Yeah, it does.
It does. See.
Sí.
Es dos.
Es achievable. Could
yeah.
be.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Could be. It could be.
Could be. Who knows?
We've got a tat submission here from Piers.
Piers yeah. Novelli.
Piers Morgan. It's Piers.
Piers.
I was called Piers for much of my childhood because people couldn't understand my accent when I said my name was Pierre.
Pierre. Piers. Cheers for getting in touch, Piers.
Dear Phil McPierrin.
What is that?
I think that's the joke name you use for prank calls, Phil McCracken.
Ah, yeah.
I think.
Nice.
It's a good one, Phil McCracken.
It's excellent, yeah. Phil McCracken.
Also, if you want to go from years ago, like 20 years ago, I remember one of many fake sort of vaguely Arabic sounding names, Ulique Madik.
Ulique Madik?
Yeah.
Ulique? Ulique. You leak it, don't you? Why don't you leak it?
You leak a medique.
I leak it very much.
Some tat for you from a shopping center in Crawley.
Crawley.
Mm. The first one is your standard wood on string number.
Oh, yeah. The sort of we converted a barn vibe.
Yeah. The second one seems to me quite unnerving. I'll show it to you once you can guess it. So the classic wood on string number, is it grey? Yes, of course.
Of course. Gray. Curly white writing?
Yeah.
Of course.
Of course. Good friends are like bras.
Okay.
Dot, dot, dot.
Yep.
Blank, never leave you blank, make you look blank, and are always close to your blank.
Blank... Okay, friends are like bras. Blank.
Never leave you blank. Make you right. look blank.
Yep.
and are always close to your blank.
Okay, so the last one is they're always close to your heart.
Yeah.
Always make you look good.
Yep.
And the first is blank. So what's the first sentence?
Good friends are like bras. Blank never leave you blank. They're not connected.
Okay. Okay.
The first blank
okay.
is a standalone adjective. Word.
Oh, they never leave you unsupported?
Yeah, it will never leave you hanging. And the first one is good friends are like bras, supportive. So I'll give you that.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
So this good second stuff. One, it is so unsettling that I'm just going to tell you what it is because I just want to show it to you. You'll see what it is, but the message on it is, together is my favorite place to be.
Ooh.
Blech.
Yuck, it's not a place.
Let's
go to together. Together is my favorite place to be. Horrible.
How would you describe that haunted fucking object?
It's like three planks of wood. So together's on the top plank, is my favorite, the second plank, place to be, third plank. But they're all posted onto a sort of mud pillar.
Yeah.
It's post-apocalyptic. It's something you'd find in the wasteland in Mad Max.
Yeah, they're sort of supposed to be like charming little signs. They're not full-size planks. And someone's crudely carved, a kind of Wicker Man-esque rabbit and bear.
Yeah, they're horrible.
And they're sort of dead-eyed leaning on the...
Together is my favorite place to be. This is very much in the same family as Find Your Awesome or whatever.
Yes,
We cannot simply abandon all rules of grammar. Because you think it's cute.
I've been getting angry at the Cheltenham Festival posters in my tube station that have still not been taken down.
What did they say?
It is literally something like, experience your good. It is just fucking gibberish. It
makes me sick.
It shouldn't be allowed. It shouldn't be allowed. message from... Well, they haven't signed it off, so maybe they want to be anonymous. There's no reason for them to be anonymous, but I'll just assume.
Okay.
Hello, Girthy Spodtatoes.
Girthy Spodtatoes. Okay.
Yeah?
Spodtatoes.
I hope losing the flesh is going to plan.
Oh, yeah, this is you losing your Christmas flesh at the gym.
Yeah. I wondered when the first known tat was seen or unearthed.
Yeah,
the history of Tat.
Tat Zero. What was Tat Zero? Live, Laugh, Love is the sort of the Don Quixote of Tat. It is the one that started it all.
But what was the Beowulf?
Ah, good question.
They say, I wonder if any historians or archaeologists know.
I reckon the Beowulf was, well, maybe this is the cave paintings, actually, of Tat. It's people writing themselves little inspirational reminders, like, you got this on a post-it, you know? And putting it on a corkboard or something.
Yeah, there is someone famous from the past who put sort of quotes and things to remember on their sort of door of their office.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck, who is that? It's probably, I bet you it's like a philosopher or someone.
Right.
How did people find out
about
Oscar
Wilde?
Well,
there was the
buck
stops here. Which president had the buck stops here?
Eisenhower.
Right. That's kind of tatty.
That's the start of some tat.
That's like, you know, this is my kitchen. Get back to the golf course or whatever people have these days.
Yeah, and that's 1950s, so.
Right, there you go.
That's pretty good.
This goes all the way to the tat goes all the way to the top, Pierre.
Yeah. The Illuminati.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Well, this person says, I just watched an episode of Friends, which was from one of the mid-series, I think. The coffee board at Central Perk is Tat Attack Central.
Ah, and what year would this have been? Late 90s?
Yeah, must have been.
Yeah.
I'm glad I can't read it as it's all too blurred in the background, but there is, for example, Blend While You Spend. Brackets. Blend, I mean, surely they're blending and you're spending, just as a starting comment on that.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense at all.
And then they say something blurry, quote, blurry, 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 and then, but you won't need that after this cup of Joe.
Right. I feel like these might have had a little more intrigue to them. They sound more complex, more
Well, they were
mysterious.
Come up with by writers, maybe.
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So was Central Perk the original Tat? Well, I think Eisenhower...
Eisenhower's The Buck Stops Here is probably the first in the first of like modern Tat. That's the beginning of modern Tat.
Yeah,
modern tautology.
So. I would be happy with that. I would be happy with that. It's Cup of... Someone told me that Cup of Joe was racist.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm going to look this up right now.
Take a look.
Etymology... Joe Coffee.
It might have been your old friend and mine, Will Wiener.
It's had said that.
Yeah, maybe that was him.
It looks like one of these things no one really knows. Possibly a shortening of cup of Jamoki from Java and Mocha put together. Jamoki, cup of Jamoki.
Eh?
Yeah, it doesn't... Not very convincing.
Everything to do with coffee is gibberish.
Yeah. Cup of mud.
Cup of mud. That makes more sense.
Here are three leading theories on the origin of the term Cup of Joe. One, Secretary of the Navy in 1913, Josephus Daniels, prohibited alcohol aboard naval vessels, leading to more coffee consumption. It's all right. I don't love it. It's a short... Number two. It's a shortened version of two other slang terms for coffee, Java and Jamoke. That's not convincing either. Coffee. And then third theory. Coffee is considered a common man drink and Joe is considered a common man name. That's the most compelling to me, to be honest.
Yeah, Joe Soap.
Joe Soap, right. Our Joe Blogs.
Yeah, Joe Blogs. Yeah, maybe. None of them are particularly racially inflammatory, though.
Yeah, none of them are, unless they've been omitted from the accepted theories for that very reason.
Yes, that's true. Well, we'll keep an eye on it.
Yeah,
we will endlessly keep an eye on all language. In a never-ending vigil, the likes of which the great Trappist monks would shiver at.
No words slip by us in the night.
Let's see. I'm hoping. Oh yes. Oh no. I got to be careful. This one we actually read on the Patreon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Be vigilant. Hold. Hold.
Hold.
Hold the line. I've always wanted to be
so
in a group,
from
a group of men who've been told to hold the line.
I wish it. I'd love to be told to hold the line.
Yeah, so dramatic.
Yeah.
Sorry,
this is from Emily.
Emily, what a gem, Emily, you are.
Dear Piddle and Puddle,
That's sweet.
I've just finished listening to episode 69.
Nice.
Yeah. Where you mention how the intelligence of humankind has still not discovered the perfect ring cleaning method.
Ring cleaning method? Which ring?
Oh, bumhole.
On your hand? The bum.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think that's probably right.
Well, I mean, water is probably the best, you know, which is what in the Arab, is it in the Arab world and
yeah.
In the Indian subcontinent?
But then
washing the water.
What if you're
best.
Not in a hot, dry country where your bum's not evaporating?
Mm. Well, in Japan, they have the special toilets that shoot a jet of water, and that's quite a cold country.
Yeah, but they've got a blow dryer there.
Yeah, I think they do actually.
So you got to go whole hog robot bog.
Apparently, the ancient Hindus thought. Well, I don't know how ancient this could be, but
they thought it was propaganda, didn't they?
They thought it was propaganda when they were told that the Westerners used paper to wipe their bums because they thought it was so horrible.
Yeah, they were like, well, that's obviously just prejudice.
Hey, come on, man, don't say that. That's not cool.
But then, like, even if you squirt some water on your bum crack, you got to pat it dry. I think you still need the paper.
Right, yeah, yeah. Or Dyson needs to come up with a new shape of air blade.
Yeah, Dyson bum blade.
The bum blade. Just a single sort of... blade, a single blade of air that just goes into right between your cracks and pushes the moisture out.
You got to be careful, otherwise you just end up Dyson air blading little flecks of shit all up into your whole business.
But maybe it's just attached to the wall of the cubicle, and you finish, you poop, you get the jet of water, and you get up still with your pants around your ankles, and you sort of aim your butt against the bum blade, and you kind of do a slow motion kind of twerk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Can you picture this?
Yeah, yeah. You like a slow motion slut drop.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow, this thing goes, ooh.
Yeah, is it?
Horrible. Dystopian. So, Emily says, this reminded me of a harrowingly embarrassing poo story, and I simply had to mail it in.
Okay.
I've always thought toilet paper is surely not the answer to a sullied ass.
A sullied ass. Is this the answer? Looking at a piece of toilet paper. Is this it?
There must be another way. Upon my travels through Asia, I was grateful for the bum sprays, the hose next to the toilet, and the days there of repeatedly go. Stroking my asshole with scratchy material felt like a distant memory.
Yeah, yeah.
However, my first experience with such a hose came at quite the unfortunate time. I was, at the time, building a flirty rapport with a handsome Irish man.
Oh. Mm. He fell in love with an Irish man. Dip-a-dip-a-ding-a-ding-a-wing-a-ding-a-ding. Fucking hot.
Fell in
song.
Love with an Irish man, then you had to go poo into a pan. That's what happened. When the overwhelming urge to release my bowels overcame me, my rectum was full. It was now or never.
Okay, here we go.
I quickly excused myself and rushed to the appropriate facility. Let me set the scene. This is funny. These toilets serve no gender.
No gender or no agenda?
Mm. No gender.
No gender, okay.
Or agenda.
Yeah.
So cubicles were enjoyed by every member and a shared sink was positioned outside the stalls. Yes, I see. I know the ones you mean. I entered the safe haven and liberated my insides. Having eaten a somewhat inordinate and unusual diet in the past 24 hours, it meant that the mass movement was less than solid and issued a foul stench so offensive it spoiled the relaxing atmosphere
of the toilet.
Of pooing. Let it be known it was a messy affair.
Let it be known. Crier. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once I was sure the contents of my rectum had been emptied and my anus securely sealed... Sealed.
Bolt locked.
Yeah. I proceeded to search for the loo roll. No such amenity was there. My eyes fell upon a strange hose-like device which sprayed a rather thick stream of water. Naturally, I assumed this was the answer. Spreading my cheeks open with one hand, I bent over, took position with the hose between my legs, and upwardly sprayed my anus.
Okay. Oh, okay. Next, I can see where this is going to go badly, yeah.
Confirmed a Western naivety I'm sure many have shared. As soon as the water hit my bottom, I realized my mistake. Spraying upward released the runny poo sludge to project skyward.
Like a fountain, like she's playing in a fountain. Yes. A poopy fountain.
The diluted excrement not only plastered the surrounding boundaries. That's funny. Surrounding boundaries.
Surrounding.
Including up my back and hair.
Oh, no.
You just like, fired the shotgun of turd water up your own back. Like a baby. Fucking hell. Up my back and hair, but also soared above the partition into the adjacent cubicle. No.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Was someone in there?
Unbeknownst to me, someone had established themselves in that very cubicle.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. A husky gasp was heard from the throne next door. Oh.
Oh, no.
As you watch it arc over the boundary.
Oh, no.
Christ. And I succumbed to prey instinct, keeping quiet and still. That's funny, prey instinct. I listened as the confused victim of my pooey shower readied themselves to exit the chamber. After some time had passed, the boundary seemed deserted, and I hurriedly proceeded to clean the defecated cubicle and subsequently my hair and back. At this point, I am acutely aware I have been absent from the sexy Irishman. I'm adding the word sexy in there to remind us.
Oh, yeah. Of his character.
For undoubtedly a longer time than a pee would require.
Here we go again.
Yeah.
Yes.
As I'm sure you might have gathered by now, that husky gasp was that of the Irishman.
Oh, no, I hadn't put that together.
No,
that's
I
a great
either.
Twist.
Oh, no. Spray. Oh, no. Splat. What's an Irish thing to say?
Yeah, they don't have... What's an exclamation?
Huh?
Yeah, what kind of... what's a sacre bleu?
Feck.
Feck, yeah.
Yeah, feck. It must be.
Oh, feck. Flex. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
Feck all
We've
these flex.
We've only gone and got shit water all over me head. So, the husky gasp was that of the Irishman. He never confirmed he knew it was me who showered him in my feces.
Oh, wow. I wonder if you ever brought it up.
But what could have been between us was firmly no more. We parted ways, and it has never been spoken of since. Despite this experience, I soldiered on with the bum hose and mastered the art. And now I'm back in the UK. It is a luxury I dearly miss. Koji Emily.
Thank you, Emily. Yeah.
That's great.
That's a good story. Great twist. I did not see that coming.
Shooting bum water over a partition.
Onto your love interest.
Onto your love interest.
It's like something out of Bridesmaids.
Yes. If you didn't realize that she'd done that mad, illogical thing with the spray hose, you'd think, what level of shitting is happening next door?
Yeah.
Also, reckless of him in some ways for him to be like talking to a girl and then she's like, oh, I'm just going to go to the loo. And then him just thinking, well, I'm going to go to the loo next to you.
Was he aware that she was in that one next to her?
Well, how many loos are there in this place?
Yeah, maybe he wanted to be close to her and it backfired.
It literally backfired.
Yeah, backside fired.
Christ almighty. But yeah, you've got to aim downwards with the hose.
Yeah, you got to aim.
But then,
downwards.
As
but,
you aim more,
but then
and more
isn't
down
the floor going
to
be all covered in poopy water?
No, because you're on the loo still.
Oh, I imagine Emily at the end of this trip, by the way, being so good at it, she sort of like spins the bum gun in her hand, like in a western, like.
Yeah, she She's cleaning her ass with the hose spray, like banking the spray off the cubicle door. Like a pool shot, like a snooker thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've got it, but the further you aim it down yourself, eventually you're shooting your own ball bag in the back. like you're putting two in the back of your nutsack's head for betraying you.
Yeah, like execution style.
I'm going to wash my ball sack execution style.
You position your balls like right in front of a pit you've dug.
Yeah, yeah. You dry, your balls have been having to dig it in front of some car headlights in the forest at night. Well, thanks for that, Emily.
Yeah, thanks, Emily. And thanks for your correspondences this time.
Yep.
For this correspondence emergency special. Bow, bow. Or however I did the alarm.
Lovely.
Emergency averted. Pod. Pod established. Pod delivered. Correspondence read.
Lovely. We did
Thank
it.
Thank you. See you guys, thanks, guys next time.
See you guys next time.
Much love. See you soon. Bye.
Bye.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.